Yo, what's up, y'all? What's up? Welcome back to Tovo TV Podcast, where we talk about any and everything. Look, I'm back with a special guest, aka my wife. What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. You sound eager.
Yeah, I got some stuff to say.
Okay. Look, y'all can get the audio only versions on Apple Music Podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Amazon Music. And then on the YouTube side of things, Tovo TV Podcast is the YouTube channel. You can go like, comment, share, you know, share with all y'all people. Enjoy all the content.
Add on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah. All of those platforms, from IG to Facebook to TikTok. Yeah, we up, live, and running. I hope everybody had a good Sunday, you know. Really didn't do too much today, just pretty much lounged.
Slept.
Yeah, lounged around, slept, chilled, kicked the bobo, and things of that nature.
What's the bobo?
Huh?
You said kick the bobo?
Kick the bobo. It's just like a, you know.
Something you made up?
No, like a vibe, you know.
Something you made up?
No, I didn't make it up.
Who you hear from?
My cousin. Yeah. Alright, let's talk about it, man. Look, I know somebody in particular who does this, but the people who harm when they can hear after you tell them something or ask them something. My wife, I don't understand it.
My husband.
Your husband what? What happened? Oh, but anyways, but yeah, the people that harm when they actually can hear, knowing that they can't hear while they hunt, is like super annoying. So, wifey, why do you do that?
Because sometimes I didn't register everything you said in the moment that you said it. It took me a minute.
So you R2-D2?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Beep, beep, boop.
Oh, gosh. And then you respond after saying, huh. And it's like, huh, it's supposed to be.
Because it's a lag.
Huh, it's supposed to be for when you don't know what I said completely.
It's a lag.
But you're not R2-D2. Or you're not a computer.
Beep, boop, 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 boop.
So you telling me you got to boot up every time I speak to you?
Not every time.
That's basically what I heard.
No, because sometimes you be like, huh, what the fuck? And then you got to respond.
But do I be saying like outlandish stuff to make you say that?
Sometimes.
No, it be every time.
No,
but
it
you
don't.
Say, huh?
No, it don't.
Yeah, it do.
No, it don't.
Look, I'm not.
They just love storytellers.
I'm not in the business of arguing with you. Accept your faith and stop living in denial. Even though the Nile is
I
a river in Egypt.
I didn't deny that I didn't do that.
The Nile is a river in Egypt. You're not in Egypt.
Who says who?
You're not in Egypt.
How you know?
Where you at?
Egypt.
On the couch.
In Egypt.
America.
In Egypt.
America.
How they know that? Nobody know that.
But look, y'all, listen. If you got somebody that's doing that in your life, send them to the gulag. Demote them.
Huh?
Demote them. Huh? See, look, we don't pay no mind no more. Because if you hung, you can hear. And I'm standing on business. Standing on business.
Anyway. Well, let me talk about something.
What?
I don't like people that be trying to guess other people's words. Like when they talking. That. Stop.
You okay?
It's because that stuff annoying. Yeah, it's the same equivalent as huh.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you're doing that, just like, don't try to guess what somebody finna say. Just let them say it. Don't be like my husband, because one day I'm gonna take his nose.
Yeah, I guess I'm my son today. But anyways, so you.
You.
Nah, so what made you like continue to be modest, like as a woman?
Well, one, I was just raised to be modest, like being at my great grandma, and like raised in the church and my mom and everything. So my mama really put me on game though. She used to always be like, you don't got to show a lot to get a lot. Or, like, she would say simple elegance. You know what I'm saying? Like, she always, you know, told me, like, you don't got to show a lot to get a man. And so, I just never did. And it worked for me. So, it's just like, I always, I guess, attracted the type of males that I wanted sometimes. And then, like, I don't know. I just feel like my face card is enough. Like, I don't got to show too much.
Yeah.
Like.
But that's crazy that she led with that. You heard what your mom told you? You don't have to do too much to get a man. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it should be for yourself regardless, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we particularly speaking on dressing, because you can be modest, like, in your whole life. You know what I'm saying? But we particularly speaking on dressing, like, as a woman. But she literally led with, you don't have to do too much to get a man. But it's like, I should, you know, want to wear my skirt all the way down to my knees for myself. Or past my knees for myself. Or wear a turtleneck and cover up my whole skin for myself. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I just feel like it's a comfort thing. Because, like, I don't know, like, my rule is, you know, if I'm going to show my bottom half, I'm not showing my top half. If I'm going to show my top half, I'm not going to show my bottom half.
Oh, that's your rule?
Yeah, like, for how, like, I kind of creep into, like, outside of my modesty. So, you know what I'm saying? If I got, like, a little V-neck shirt, I may wear some pants or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to wear no shorts or no skirt that's short.
Oh, that's because
I'm already got, like,
I never heard that.
I already have something showing, like, you know, that's just doing too much. But if, like, I got on a short skirt or something like that, I'm not gonna show my titties. Like, I'm not having my cleavage just busting out the maverick, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's some women who just be all out there. So okay, you was raised like being modest as a woman, like when it comes to dressing. So did you ever, like, want to switch it up and was upset that, you know what I'm saying, your mama had you dressing a certain
way? Yeah, I was freaking mad.
Okay, so what was the reason behind that?
Because it's just like, I don't know, I feel like at some point, like, I do understand, like, the modesty, and what she was teaching me was definitely something that I value now. Mm-hmm. But it's like, at the same time, it was like, let me be me, like, let me discover myself. And I feel like she was so, like, gung-ho on me protecting me or whatever from outside world, that it's just like, you didn't allow me a chance to do me. Like, if I'm gonna show some skin, let me show some skin. It's my skin,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, allow me to make my mistakes, allow me to realize why I choose to be modest, because I don't have to be modest now. Like, I can definitely get down with the girly girls and, you know what I'm saying, put on the whoop de doop doops.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like, for me, I like being comfortable. And I just, you know what I'm saying, it's like, I don't need to do too much.
Yeah. I mean, for like, the male perspective, in my eyes, it's like, I respect, like, not knowing everything when it comes to, like, your archetype or your build. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, keep some stuff in secret. But again, like, I feel as if I'm a different type of male when it comes to, like, trying to, you know, gauge a woman and things of that nature. Because, like, I feel
like all males really think like that. Every male that I know, they usually choose they're going to choose the good girl. They going to mess with the other girls, though, because they going to, you just, not saying that you are easy, but, like, perception really is reality.
Yeah, but it's like, as a male, it's like, if it's all out there, we can't help but not help to look. You know what I'm saying?
I want to touch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, get out. And that's my thing. It's just like, I'll be, like, more intrigued by, like, dang,
I wonder
why. Yeah, it's like the thought of.
It, like, turns you on a little bit more.
Yeah, it's like, it's like, I see the potential, but is that, you know what I mean?
Is it really there?
Yeah, it's like, that's what I be feeling.
She got a little
feeling.
Booty and sweatpants, but is it a donk outside of sweatpants?
Yeah, because, you know, looks can be deceiving. But it's like, I mean, I think it's a confident thing for, like, women to dress, like, unmodestly. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody can't do it and don't do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for me, like, I respect both sides of the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But in saying that, it's like, I feel like you should be able to do both in moderation.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's why I split it up.
Yeah.
Like half and half. Like if I'm gonna wear like one of them little skimpy skirts, which I probably wouldn't, but I definitely wear one of them skorts. They look like them skorts. Is I remember growing up, skorts was not the business, but now skorts is really hitting on something.
Yeah, I done seen some wild outfits. Like when it comes to like letting it all out.
Black Beach.
Yeah, I mean it's Black Beach. Then like even on IG, it's like the stuff that you see, like from the sheer to the dresses to all of that.
I'd be having to get off Instagram and social media after a while because like.
Like why?
If something don't look good, something don't look good. I don't care what type of body type you got. I don't. And that's just me. Like, I feel like we live in a society where like I can't have an opinion. If you. You know what I'm saying? How you looking in that outfit?
Right.
I'm not liking that stuff, and I'm not telling you that you look good. I'm not lying to you because it's not how I feel. But I feel like we live in a society where like people take confidence and like just be like, huh?
Yeah.
I'd be like, are you confident? Or are you just doing the most?
Yeah. So not to throw you under the bus. So I guess I can kind of gauge where your stand was when it came to Lizzo.
Because, honestly, no. See, Lizzo.
Sometimes
Lizzo actually does do the fucking most.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Lizzo is not sloppy. I can't.
Oh, so it's a difference when it comes to that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're big.
Yeah. You're right. There is a difference. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because on Fashion Nova, them big women, the models, they be slaying. You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen big girls that, you know, they do the do. But if you sloppy with it, like, I can't stand a sloppy individual.
Yeah, and then for me, I think what it was with Lizzo is, like, she seen that people was invested, so she might as well get all of her bang for her buck out of the situation.
You know what I'm saying? But she look good. And then her Yeezy clothes, like, I want to get some, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not here. What is that?
So she has, like, her own, like, clothing brand, almost like, kind of like Savage X Fenty.
Okay.
But it's called, what did I just say?
Yeezy?
Yeah, it's called
Yitty. How you spell it?
Yitty.
Oh, okay.
Like kitty.
Oh, okay. Is it just like particular type of clothes on there?
It's like loungewear, underwear,
bras. Oh, okay. You said Savage X Fenty. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it look like it's comfortable. And just like, I don't know, I feel like Lizzo wear clothes that fit her. I feel like a lot of big people, they be trying to like get into like the skimpy stuff, or even males, it's just like wearing too small clothes. Like, just buy clothes that fit you, like fit your body type. Like, don't be sitting here trying to wear like a super tight skirt and you got like this long ass muffin top. That stuff is not gonna look cute. Like, you gotta find something that fits your body type. You can wear whatever you want if it's the right size.
But, okay, so like, do you think that's body positivity?
What is?
Like, when you say, like you just said, when you got a muffin top and you're wearing a long skirt, blah, 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 do you think that falls in the category of body positivity?
No. I feel like the body positivity portion is you feeling like I can wear a skirt. There's no issue with you wearing a short skirt. There's no issue with you having your belly out. But there is an issue when you having your belly out and you wearing a short skirt and it's too fucking small.
Oh, so you saying like the size?
Yes, that's what make people sloppy. Like, if you like a bigger individual, or if you skinny, it doesn't matter. Like, you can be skinny and sloppy. Like, it don't. Because what if you got on too big clothes and your neck hanging like you just a billy goat? Like, that stuff not cute.
Yeah.
Just buy clothes that fit you. Like, even if like, because I know in like Hot Atlanta, they got all these people out here.
It's crazy.
They wear two small shoes and two small pants, and they go to lounges with two small pants on, and then have shorts on them. But your pants look like you look 6'5", but your pants telling me that you 5'4". And then your shoes.
What are you looking at?
Man, I'm telling you, like, it's like they be wearing midget clothes, and it's just like that stuff looks sloppy and it makes you look dirty. And it's like, I don't have no issue with, I don't care how big or small you are, but like, wear clothes that fit. I feel like that's just what makes people look sloppy, when you don't have stuff on that fits your body type.
Yeah.
And then it's like, there are tailors for a reason. My friend Keela, shout out Slim, shout out Slim, like,
they be,
you know,
cheap.
What I'm saying,
hey, buy clothes and move on, that's all it is.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I guess like men, we can't really let it hang all out. But I guess that's their version of wearing too little clothes and sagging and things of that nature.
Like,
but that's weird to me.
Don't get me wrong.
I ain't never wanted to sag a day in my life.
I just feel like people don't understand the history of stuff. Like, I understand, like, you know, we live in this era where people
are influenced.
You know what I'm saying? Heavily. But everything has a meaning. Like, if you get a nose piercing, you know that the right side is for a man, is masculine, and the left side is feminine. Like,
but who made that stuff up, though?
It's just, like, knowledge stuff. This stuff is like beginning of time, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, sagging was invented in prison to decipher like who's straight, who gay, like
who's getting their booty taken, who not getting their booty taken.
It's like y'all come out here and y'all sagging stuff, you're like, oh, it's just because it's comfortable. So you comfortable with the fact of that in a whole where this originated. Style, you know what I'm saying, you like your booty taken.
Yeah.
And then y'all talk about, oh, well, then we get into, like, the whole, you know what I'm saying, homosexual versus heterosexual. It's hard to tell because people don't look up the meaning of stuff anymore.
They just be out
colors have,
stuff.
Everything has a meaning, and it's just, like, you just be doing stuff, not even knowing what you're doing, and you putting labels on yourself and don't even know that you're putting labels on yourself.
Oh, yeah, it's so a crazy much world ignorance that we live in when it comes
too much
to
ignorance.
Doing all that. So, you think you have, like, the perfect balance when it comes to like doing it in moderation, from being modest and, you know, I guess being a little hot girl?
I don't.
You want to be able to do what more?
Hot girl.
Okay.
I'd be like, for me, I just don't have the confidence to be a hot girl.
Okay, so what do you think would give you the confidence? Because like, I'd be encouraging, you know, but it's like something missing. It's like that one little piece to the puzzle. Or maybe it's like three pieces. I don't
feel
know.
Like it's the way my clothes fit. For me, you know me. I put on anything. Like, I like making up different outfits and stuff. But, excuse me, for me, it'd be like knowing where to get clothes from and how it's going to fit my body. Because, you know, like.
Yeah, I struggle with that too, just because I'm a big human, I guess.
Yes, you're.
You didn't have to say yes like that. That was very unappreciative.
I like that.
From me.
Wow. You a tall tree that I climb.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But, so I think that'd be like my issue is like more so like finding stuff that fits my body type. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I ain't going to say like I got the best body, but like,
yeah.
I want my clothes to fit me nice. So that part too, then it'd be like, you know, at one point I was part of the, you know, itty bitty bitties committee.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm not. So I'm like, dang, I don't know how to deal with this stuff. Like, I just don't know. So that'd be my thing. But like me,
we gonna figure it out, because I want you to be able to do it all. You know what I'm saying?
Put that
Yeah. Cause like, I'm not insecure. It's like, if you gonna wear something, do it, boo.
But I feel like if I'm gonna be a hot girl, I'm gonna be a hot girl with my man.
Because no, 100%. Cause I'm gonna wring the neck.
Whatever. Anyway, I just feel like, you know, that's
like
my
thing.
Like, you
said a bad joke on stage, get over here.
Me and my best friend, we were talking, and we was like, we want to do single stuff, but with my man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how like wild and free you act when you're single.
Yeah.
And like how you like you go to like the brunches or you go to the club and you like throwing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's like, I want to do all that stuff, but with my man. Like, I'm cool with just doing it with my man. I ain't trying to look for nobody else. That's just too much work. I want to, like, if I'm wear like a super short skirt or something like that, I'm gonna be with my man. So if, like, you know what I'm saying, I need a bend over or something.
Yeah.
I got, you know what I'm saying, like my booty not just out and about for some other random person try to touch up on me.
For sure. I respect that though. Mm-hmm. I really respect it. I mean, respect that.
Got your tongue tied.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. But what you got to get off your chest today?
I have been waiting to get a lot of stuff off my chest. I gotta go through my,
oh lord. Okay, you gotta go through your files. You know, y'all know she said she a computer when it comes to registering stuff. So, okay. Go ahead.
Well, computers are built to work like the brain.
Oh, R2-D2.
So, really.
Beep.
But I got to get off my chest today. is this. If you're feeling sad, depressed, if you're really going through, I feel like everybody going through it right now. I know a lot of people, relationships are rocky. I know school is stressful. I know, like, we like pushed into like the winter time. So this is a time where people get a little bit more emotional, a little bit more sad, a little bit more depressed. And I just want to tell y'all, you know, go eat you some warm food. Like, warm your soul. Go do things that make you happy. Like, if you have relationship problems, just go cuddle. Just lay up in the bed and just cuddle and talk. And get back to the things that make you feel warm during this cold time. Because we all need each other. We all need you here. And, yeah, that's all I got to say. Go eat some soup or something.
For sure.
Hot chocolate.
For sure.
Pumpkin patches.
That was real.
Mm-hmm.
What I got? Oh. Find you a hustle, stick with it, and go with your move. Don't be, you know, procrastinating on how you gonna do it, how long you can do it, when you gonna do it, or your even why. Just do it, you know. Make some shake out of nothing and be your own motivation if you don't got no other outsourced motivation. You know what I mean? It's important.
Really just is.
Yeah. But I hope y'all enjoyed this exclusive audio only podcast with Tova TV Podcast and my lovely wife.
Key.
I'll see y'all in the next episode, man. Peace.
Peace.